Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Hey, Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 432, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Michael?
Okay, Pudge.
I think we just lost our special
guest.
Yeah,
we lost a head, Pudge.
I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. Things were going good.
Yep, we were good. We were having a good...
Things were good in the green room, and then all of a sudden, the bright lights came on, and he disappeared. Maybe we should give
We had our pre-recording meeting in the green room.
Yeah, exactly.
Had the caviar and champagne set up, and...
Not a good sign, is it?
Mm-mm.
What do you got? The Bud Light aluminum bottles today?
Yeah, I told you they're on. You can get a good deal at Costco.
Oh, better than the Michelob Ultras?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Well, the Michelob Ultras, you can only get in bottles over there.
Oh, they don't have the aluminum.
Yeah, and the amount of beer that I drink,
you know, you can't have waking up the neighbors and stuff when the recycle bin comes. So
that's true. It's like an avalanche of glass.
Yeah, people with PTSD.
It's like fireworks. They tell you to bring your dogs inside.
Yeah, you got to bring the dogs in when they empty my recycle bin.
They have little signs posted. Oh, we're back.
Be considerate of the dogs. Yeah. What happened there, Pards?
The music played and then everything just froze. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Operator error. As always, whenever we have a guest, they always come very prepared.
Every time there's a guest, they never have their laptop charged. Their headphones are dying.
Really? I hear you and that's right. And it's just, I'm like, and Gary's gone.
Well, we are joined this week by Scott. So we appreciate that. How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. Glad to be here, guys.
That's good. It's been a while. When was the last time you came on?
It was like February of last year.
I was going to say, I remember you talked about a trip, I think.
I think it was where we talked about Christmas at Wilderness, at the fort.
That could be right, yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, but you're back, and we appreciate you coming on. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
How was everyone's 4th of July? Although this episode's coming out a week later.
Yeah, we're doing a couple of pre-recordings.
Yeah, because of my big trip that we just talked about on last week's episode. Did you do anything for the 4th, Pards?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're my partner.
Yeah, I played golf. I played golf in the shotgun.
How'd it go? Did you win any money?
No, we didn't play for money.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like one of those where you chip
in.
It
wasn't a daring game.
No, it wasn't a daring game. You told me about all your good shots, but you never told me what you shot though. You had birdies.
Shot 87.
Oh, that's good playing, Pards.
I'm playing well.
Nice. You like
I'm playing
that.
Well now.
Your handicap's going to be going down. Mine's going to be going up. We might be in the same position next year at the member guest.
The member guest. Richard Busby.
I shot 97 on Saturday.
That's 97 at Cranston?
Yeah, it was bad playing. I only made one par.
Did you throw anything?
No, it was just like, you know how sometimes you don't even play bad and you just score bad?
No.
No, it was
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like where you lose balls just off in the rough, you can't find it, so then you drop and taking a stroke. So you're making doubles that shouldn't be doubles, and it was bad. Yeah, 97. I usually play good at Cranston, too. That's like, I feel comfortable there.
What did Frank shoot? Can you say?
Oh, he doesn't keep score. It would have been in the one teens probably. 115 to 120.
Any club tosses?
Not quite.
Just the stuff in the bag, huh?
Yeah, just stuffing it in the bag. He likes that. That's a good move. Almost bites his tongue off. You been playing any golf, Scott? I know you like to get out there once in a while.
I'm lucky if I get to play once a year.
Yeah, it's out.
They got to look at a beautiful course, and that's about it.
That's not good. Not a good thing.
No. I need to get you guys to come over and play out on the ocean course.
Get the excuse, right?
That's right. That's all it takes.
Do they charge you?
No.
That's tempting, isn't it, Pints?
I book my tee time and I go out.
And you only play once a year, huh?
That's it. That's all I ever get time for.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there is a chance I'll be down there in December. I can always leave a day early.
Let me know.
Muggy picks me up and we'll just drive right out to Jacksonville.
We can figure it out. That'd be perfect. I mean, your wife doesn't listen to the show. You've got to tell her that this thing is like twice as the amount of time.
Well, I already have built
the meetings are 4 days. No, they're 8 days. You always have to double
up. I'm pretty sure it's the whole month of December.
Yeah, right.
Then our credit card bill comes back. I get like $10,000 in hotel charges.
What's going on? Don't worry about a thing, Parts.
Yeah, that come on over. We'll get a good game out there.
That's right.
Yeah, play golf, eat. That'll be nice, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. You got a room for me, Scott? I might need a place to stay.
I got that too.
See? Look at that's all set. We're good to go. There's the perks pill. Although your other buddy backed out, that never came back to fruition, huh? Your Sean deal?
No.
Has he just been silent on that front ever since that?
He's been very silent.
That's alarming.
I never told you about that, did I? I was going to play at a very, very, very exclusive course in Orlando, and right at the last minute, it got canceled.
Oh.
I was absolutely devastated. Absolutely devastated.
There was a lot more to it than just playing at an exclusive course, too.
Correct. And that, I mean, yes.
Should I get into any of it?
No, not why we're on the air.
I won't get into too much, but there was more. There was like stays at a very exclusive hotel included. There was merchandise, I think, that you were going to get for free.
Correct. Come on. My Shades of Green trip just got canceled a week ago. Do you have to pile on?
All your stuff. Oh. That's what I was thinking about. That got canceled. You're like, what's going on here?
I get sponsored at Shades of Green. The room's $184. I mean, it's the back when it was one of the original hotels. It was like, 550 square feet. Room is gorgeous. I did that last year, and then this year it got canceled.
You think you could like convince one of the guys to just show up and sign you into a room?
So we have a contact there. So I was thinking about just stupidly just emailing this guy and saying, yeah, I'm looking for these nights for the golf game and see if he actually signs me up.
Or you could do like a sob story, be like, I know they canceled it, but I already booked my flights. They don't have to know you live in Florida.
No, they won't. You got to be sponsored though.
Oh, okay.
And on top of that, I would feel guilty if I took.
Yeah, that's more of a weasel room.
I'd feel guilty if I took somebody's room.
Especially with some of the rates you've been telling me down there. It's not that much more to stay at a deluxe for you. I mean, these rates. Did you book anything? Did you get anything on paper yet?
No. What's probably going on here? Tonight. Because things keep going up and down. It's like the market. As soon as you're about ready to book, it's like it goes up another $500. So. I think it's just stupid. You know, like tonight I won't be able to get the Florida discount, and then tomorrow I'll be able to get the Florida discount. It's so annoying.
Why is it just glitches, or is that how they do
it? I don't know. It's just a computer system.
Because when you were talking to me the other night, it seemed like you had your like credit card out and you were ready.
Yeah,
to...
I did, and then I didn't. So I made a mistake.
That was a mistake. So they've gone up since then.
No, I think you'll be happy when I finalize my plans. I think you might be happy.
All right, I'm interested to hear it. So you're saying I don't need to send you a magic band so you can get into my room early?
Oh, Port Orleans. No, I got to do your room review at Port Orleans.
Well, you said you might be staying there for a night.
I might.
That's not.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of moving balls right now.
There always are with you. You always got balls in your hand. I'm pretty sure.
You know, the thing is, no kids, no worries. I can have balls in the air.
That's true.
I don't have figure out where I'm eating in December right now.
No, I do. I got to figure all that
stuff
out.
You want that Twin Oaks at 5:30?
That was good last week. How much? That was a market price, what I got. You saw that risotto, seafood risotto. It had scallops, clams, mussels, shrimps, risotto, peppers, all that good stuff. It was a big portion. Market price.
$27.
You'll be disappointed to know it was $45. I almost had a heart attack.
Because
you can't ask, right? That's like tacky to ask how much is it, isn't it?
No. Is it?
I think so. Is that tacky?
Because when lobster says market, it could be $75. You have to know. Don't you, Scott?
Like, you're in the hospitality.
Depends on what it is.
I mean, they put market price on like every seafood on their menu now. There's no prices on the seafood part at Twin Oaks. It's just all a guessing game. Because Sarah got the baked stuff.
Whatever they want.
Sarah got the baked stuff shrimp, and that used to be $18.99, and it's now $27.99 there for the baked stuff shrimp, which is not bad, I don't think.
No, and food costs are up 26%.
But the seafood risotto for $44.99, there was a lot, and there was a lot of seafood in it. But if I knew it was that much, I definitely would have ordered a steak instead.
Scott, have you ever put food back?
Like at a store?
Yeah, like I've been. It's so bad that I've been at Publix, and I like to get beef jerky to put in my golf bag to munch on when I'm playing. And I grabbed a bag of beef jerky, and it was like $9.95, and I'm like, no thank you, and I put it back on the shelf. I'm like, this is the first time in my life I've ever just put stuff right back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad when you're doing that with food. Like, sometimes if you're, like, looking at sneakers or something, you're like, I don't know if I could justify
a
$100 pair of
shoes. Sunflower seeds, it used to be $1.99, it's $4.99. Yeah, I'm all set.
I don't know if I could justify sunflower seeds. That's a bad position to be in, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the world we live in.
Yeah, I guess so. But don't worry, no more mean tweets, at least. That's the important thing. So, anyway, with that being said, should we take our first break, Mart?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. All right, we are back from break, episode number 432 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, we are playing America's Favorite Game Show, Guess That Restaurant. This is the third edition of it, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Part three. And I think we finally got it figured out. We got a good way to do it, right? So it's going to be Scott versus I.
Yep.
Or me. I don't know. Is that the right way to say it? Scott versus me. In this
game,
you're gonna be the host.
Yep.
You're gonna ask, how many did you do? 5, 10?
I did 5 restaurants.
Okay. And so we're going on the honor system. Is that the?
Yeah.
Is that
What do you mean? I'm gonna read a question. If you want to guess on the first one, you get 5 points.
Right.
If you wait for the second one, you get 3 points, and if you need all 3 clues, you get 1 point.
Correct.
So there's no honor system. If somebody answers, I don't say whether or not it's right.
Gotcha.
We wait until both people have answered the question.
I couldn't remember that part. Yep, that makes more sense. All right. So do you want to get right to it? Are there any other anything else you want to mention here as the host? I know you're not often in the host chair, so this is
correct.
A big day for you.
This is a big day for me.
I'm getting messages at 11 o'clock. Oh, my prep's done.
I've already got my prep all set, sitting here having a cup of coffee. It's a beautiful day.
You got to print it out too. You're like David Letterman. You
like David Letterman.
Yeah.
From the home office in Buttcrack, Illinois. Here is your top 10.
All right. Well, let's start then.
Okay. First clue. Mm-hmm. This has to be one of my favorite quick service / counter service restaurants at a resort. Not only is it fast and set up nicely, but the food is delicious and has some great selections. And you can take this outside or to the pool. The service is fast, and your resort cups work at the machines, and there is a grab-and-go selections, and that works out great. I highly recommend this place for the food and menu options.
Hmm. That's tough, because that could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a small clue with going out to the pool. I have an idea, but it doesn't narrow it down enough for me.
Yeah, there's still a couple options.
I'm not ready to guess. All right. Need to hear another clue.
Same with you, Scott?
Yeah, I need another.
Okay. No complaints here. Super easy to order on the app. Run upstairs and grab a drink and pick up your order when ready. Tasty and well-packed and quick-service food and a super easy stop when you need to fill the tank before more drink hops.
I think I'm ready to lock it in. And this was my first instinct, so I could be just having a bias to it. But I have a guess.
You have a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my gut from the first one as well. But
so you guys are both guessing after two.
I think so.
You ready to guess? All right, why don't you go first, Scott?
I'm going to go with Amara.
Amara, interesting. Okay, so I'm in a different resort. And I'm thinking Captain Cook's at the Polynesian.
You are correct. Captain Cook's.
Very nice. 3 points. Because the upstairs is what got me. You go upstairs to get a lapu-lapu while you wait for your food.
Well, but you also go upstairs to, what, Victoria Falls? Or
correct.
No, good Boma. Point. Good point. Good point.
And they both have a pool right outside of it.
Yeah. Do you want to read the third review for?
I do because I tried to make the third one a little easier,
more obvious. Yeah.
Yep. And it begins with three simple words: pulled pork nachos.
Yeah. Well, that would have definitely given it away. All right. Very good. Are you keeping score as well, or am I in charge?
Oh, absolutely.
Of that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, absolutely. Perfect. Yep.
Now, if I can make can I make a small request of you?
Sure.
If you have the information available?
Yeah.
I'd like to know how many stars these reviews are.
That I don't have.
Okay, you didn't include that information. That's okay.
No, because you know what? I tried to keep the ridiculous one stars out.
They're funny, but they're not
usually
helpful.
They're funny, but they're not real. They're just ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one then.
Okay. Lighting's not that great in here. Got the butcher's board.
Hmm.
So we got a little bit of everything. My two favorites from the board were the cheddar, sausage, and pulled pork. The brisket was decent. They didn't ask for your preference of moist or lean. I don't understand that. So you get what you get. And the smoked chicken was good. The slaw I came with was good. Pretty sweet. The pickles were really good. Cornbread solid. The sides we picked were barbecue cauliflower, which was really good. And the grilled sweet corn, which was also tasty. All in all, pretty good. Wish the portions and the meats were larger.
See, that's a good... There's a lot of clues there.
That's a good opening one, isn't it? There's so many options right there.
There's a lot of options.
You think you want to go with the five, but you know damn well that there's a chance that it's not right.
Yeah, you don't want to shut yourself out. Could be something that I'm not thinking of. Because we also don't know if that's a sit-down or a quick serve. It could be either. It's that barbecue cauliflower. I'm trying to think of where I've seen that on the menu. And I don't have...
I think I've got a good idea. I think I'm going to lock in.
You're locking in for five?
I think so.
All right. I'm going to wait. I need another clue.
Okay, so you're going to wait and Scott's going to go.
So go ahead. You can guess, Scott.
I'm going to guess Polite Pig.
All right, so read me the next clue, Mike.
Nowadays, I don't know if you can hear me. Nowadays, I typically will stick with the side sampler, which gives you a lot of food. I love the mixed match, and especially if they have a seasonal side. Be careful if you don't eat meat, because some sides still do have meat in them. My go-tos are the mac and cheese, which is out of this world, shell noodles. My favorite thing here, sweet potato tots, and usually a vegetable. I switch it up.
Man. That's still tough.
Because everyone has mac and cheese. Sweet potato tots are different, but I don't know who has those. The side sampler. I can only think of one place that has a side sampler. I don't need to lock it in. I want to hear the next one. I'm not ready.
Hear the next one?
Yeah, I need to hear the to get 1 point.
I ordered the turkey BLT. And while, as expected with barbecue turkey, the meat was dry, everything else was pretty good. I would have rather a different bread option as well, as I felt the roll didn't hold. But I ended up just not eating the bread. There was nothing that really stood out with the sandwich, so I kind of just made a bad decision. I ordered a market side of mac and cheese, and it was baked style, with a hard top and creamy inside.
Market style. See, I have no idea. I think I have to fall into... I obviously have to guess. So my first thought... When it was the first clue was the Regal Eagle. And then the second one, I started thinking Art Smith. And then the third one has me thinking it's neither of those. And I think the third one, I think I might be in agreement with Scott on Polite Pig. I'm going to go with that and locking it in, Polite Pig.
You are both correct.
Wow. Well, nice job, Scott.
The call sign is the only thing that I couldn't place who else would have that. And I'm not familiar with Regal Eagle's their menu. But I know they've got the sweet potato ones there too, so I couldn't think of anywhere else that it would have been.
Yeah, Regal Eagle has the cauliflower, I think, on the menu as like a vegetarian option, which kind of threw me off a little bit. But Polite Pig, yeah, that's tough because I've never eaten there and I've never really looked at their menu too much.
Yeah, I know.
That one was tough for me.
Which I heard the place is phenomenal.
I've heard it's good, yeah.
So go to number three here, Parts?
Yeah, so it's five. Scott has 5 points. I have 4 points right now.
That's what I have. I don't need a calculator yet.
Okay. You can still count on your fingers and toes.
I probably will need one shortly.
Eventually, you have to take the socks off and mm-hmm. count the toes, yeah. So now, two quick services.
This is really upsetting me.
Getting a lot of foam there on this. But what's going on? Yeah. Did you shake them first? Or,
no, I
or
had them in the car.
That's a problem.
The car's a little warm.
So you're drinking warm Bud Light?
Right now, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Warm Bud Light foam.
Yeah, warm Bud Light foam.
It's even better.
Excellent fish and chips at lunch. The fish is wonderfully crispy, and we like the tartar sauce too. Great Vermont cheddar burger and the house-made potato chips. We just discovered the chips today, made from real potatoes, as are their fries. And they are not overwhelmed with
salt. Can I interject for a second here? What else would potato chips be made out of? Like fake potatoes? What is that? What are they implying?
Because it could have been like the crap that like the Frito-Lays that they just open a bag and just dump. I think they're trying to say is that they're homemade. They taste homemade. Like they're homemade.
Okay, so like because Frito-Lays, even though they are mass-produced, they're still made from real potatoes as far as I understand.
Can you believe he's asking me questions like I wrote the review.
No. I'm just trying to get in the mindset of this person that's reading the review. Also just trying to stall for time, make the episode a little longer here. Can you go back a sentence? So go back to the potatoes, real French fries.
Real potatoes, and they are not overwhelming with salt mm-hmm. or Old Bay. Just flavorful potato chips. The regular lunch fries are kind of like steak fries, but not as thick. They don't have much flavor. In my IMHO, that's a millennial. In my honest opinion,
okay,
yep. Even with ketchup.
Even with ketchup. Fish and chips. Good tartar sauce.
The Vermont cheddar biscuit is what's throwing me.
Burger.
Burger, not biscuit.
Burger.
Yeah. It's funny, Gary, because you said when you read these reviews how easy they are.
They seem so easy. Yeah.
Because I know that burger somehow. But I think if I was on the opposite end, I wouldn't know that burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's tougher. It's definitely. You're locking it in, Scott? Is that what you just said?
No, I'm going to need another, but I've got an idea.
I need another one. I have a thought.
Now that I know it's a burger and not a biscuit.
That helps, yeah. And real potatoes. I do have I have a small thought, but I'm not ready. Go ahead. I need the next clue.
For appetizers, we ordered the roasted garlic shrimp and the buffalo-style cauliflower. The shrimp dish was really good, and the cauliflower was drenched in buffalo sauce. Yummy and tangy. Entrees ordered included the Cabernet braised short ribs, lemon-earned herb half chicken, and the plant-based protein bowl. The short ribs were good. They just needed more mashed potatoes on the plate. The plant-based protein bowl, my friend said she liked it. He's vegan. I ordered the brick lemon herb half chicken. Let me just say, I thought they used a quail. And it was kind of small. Felt like my half chicken was just a thigh and leg smashed with a brick.
Hmm. This actually makes it more difficult for me. That did not help me at all.
That changed mine. Now I'm even more thrown off.
Vermont cheddar burger. Half chicken. Lemon chicken chips. So it's not like a fancy restaurant because they get the chips. It's got to be at a resort. I still have a thought that it could be, but these entrees are throwing me off too much.
I don't know the entrees enough, but where I'm thinking if it's possible, the appetizers I feel could be at this one, but I'm not good enough to lock in.
No, I need the third clue as well.
We'll go to the third. The Continental Buffet was great. The fresh fruit and pastries were fun, but the stars of the morning were the main dishes. My omelet was absolutely fantastic, cooked perfectly and had so much flavor. My wife's Eggs Benedict stole the show. We're from Baltimore, so we love Maryland blue crab. And when our server told us the chef who created the dish was from the next town over from us, we had to try it. Seriously, the flavors were so good.
I'm ready to lock it in.
Continental Buffet. Yeah, I've got an idea now, I think, but I don't.
All right. Well, go ahead. Make your guess, Scott.
And if it's the right one, Garden Grill. What's the rotating one at the land?
Yeah, that's Garden Grill. I'm going. Yeah. I think the answer is Ale and Compass. Because that's the only. Compass. That's the only one that still has that breakfast continental buffet right now.
I think so.
Used to be at the Wave, but they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, see, that's what totally threw me. My first guess on the first one was Boathouse.
My first guess was Olivia's on the first one, the fish and chips, because I don't know that they even have a fish and chips, but I figured they'd have like a fancy tartar sauce if they did. But it wasn't enough. But yeah, Boathouse, I was thinking that, but their fries are not steak fries at Boathouse.
Mm. Oh, so you were able to rule that out.
I was able to rule out Boathouse, yeah. Alan, that's a good one, because that's not one that anyone thinks of either.
So last on my list.
That breakfast was good when we went a few years ago, Mike.
It was really good.
That was one of my favorite breakfasts. It's so laid back, and that buffet is solid. And
you get order your entree, and they charge you $5 extra for the buffet, so it's a no-brainer.
The biggest no-brainer of all time, yeah. All right. I'm ready for the next one.
On to the next one.
Right, we're tied right now, aren't we? Five to five.
After three rounds, I have it at 5-5.
Oof, a barn burner indeed.
Scott knocking down that 5-pointer was huge.
That was big.
It behooves you to guess sometimes on the first.
Yeah.
So number four, we joined the walk-up list from our room, which was very efficient. The staff was incredibly friendly and accommodated. Ordered the cheese and how do you pronounce G-A-U-C?
Guac, like guacamole? Guac.
Oh, guac appetizers. Poke bowls and churros for dessert. The churros were different from the ones they sell in the parks. Tasted much better. We'll definitely be back.
Where's churros?
I'm
at a resort.
So guac and cheese app. Churros, and then what was
a poke bowls?
Poke, that's the
term. Oh, is that what it is? Poke?
Yeah.
I just don't know if this restaurant has that.
No. I am not ready to lock in. I need another clue.
You need another clue, Scott?
Yeah.
So go back to guac. I was floored by the food, especially the guacamole and the signature burger. This is by far the best burger place in Walt Disney World. I was surprised by the guacamole and got a second one. We also got the cheese and corn salsa, which both were excellent. We ended the dinner with fluffy churros, excellent as well.
Sure. I don't know anywhere that like.
I know one, but I don't. I don't know that they have the poke bowl is what's throwing me.
This is really messing me up.
There's really nothing new in this one.
No, there was a lot of the same. The corn and cheese salsa.
Other than the burger. They said it was the best burger.
Everyone has a burger. I have an idea. And I don't even know what. I can't. I need another clue.
I'm going to guess just because I'm going to go with Maya Grill.
Looking at the Maya Grill. All right. I need the last clue.
I can only rate this visit based on the Sangria University class that I took, but I must say that me and my group had the best time. I highly recommend taking the class if you ever get a chance because it's super informative, and I love trying all the different types of sangria and, of course, making my own at the end. My only issue was that for as much alcohol you're consuming, They really should considering giving you more than a few chips in the guac. I definitely got woozy towards the end because I needed more food. So if you take the class, be sure to eat ahead of time.
Sangria class. Interesting. Yeah, so I was also thinking right from the beginning, Coronado Springs. And I was wondering if it was that new place, the five bridges or whatever it's called. I'm gonna go with that.
We'll give it to you. It's three bridges. Rooftop.
Yeah. Three bridges. I didn't know the name of it, but that was As soon as you did the sangria, I knew it was that one.
I didn't know which one when you were all the entrees just were screaming Coronado, and right. I didn't know if it was in the tower, or if it was Maya, or if it was the one on the water. But so it is.
The one on the water does the Sangria University.
Okay, so it's the three bridges. I said five bridges, but you're giving it to me. The technicality. Well,
yeah.
You know what I meant.
I mean, yeah. Best you don't have to. Huh? You don't know every name of every restaurant. You could say like the one on the roof or the one on the water or whatever. So
that's interesting, though. Do you think that burger is actually that good?
I heard it's pretty good.
I mean, if every review mentions the guacamole, that has to be out of this world there.
And I don't like guac at all.
I do. I love guacamole.
Do you really?
Chips. Oh, if fresh chips with guacamole.
Oh, I can't stand guacamole.
Yeah, it's not for everybody because the avocados are definitely a strange flavor, so I can get that. All right. I'm ready for the next one.
So right now, 3, 4, 5. We have a 6-5 game.
It's close. This is anybody's ball game. Anybody's ball game. Two left, right? Two reviews.
What we know is Scott can't wait. He can't go down to one because you don't want to tie the game.
Is this the last one? Am I?
Yeah, this is the last one.
Oh, I didn't realize. I lost count. Okay, so we got one left.
Highlights include their shrimp and crab cake, mahi-mahi, and shrimp scampi. Their take on a shrimp scampi was different, as it was tomato cream-based with fettuccine. It was absolutely delicious and perfectly prepared.
Hmm. Tomato cream-based shrimp scampi, mahi-mahi.
I have an idea. But I'm not going to lock in.
Can you read it quickly again?
Yep. Highlights include their shrimp and crab cake, mahi-mahi, and shrimp scampi. Their take on shrimp scampi was different, as it was tomato cream-based with fettuccine. It was absolutely delicious and perfectly prepared.
You know, I don't want to back into anything here, and I have an idea, so I think I'm gonna lock in right now at 5. I'm going to try to step on the throat, something the Boston Celtics could not do.
I mean, this is something that this could – you could either win the ball game here, or you could very easily lose it.
I could lose it because if the next one gives it away, that's a layup, a gimme layup. But you know what? I'm going to lock it in, and I'm locking into Flying Fish.
That was my guess, so we'll see.
But you still have a chance because if that's wrong – and now you have to make a different guess. You can't guess the same thing, even if it's right. I just, like, stymied you.
Well, no, because you still got White Pig when I got it.
No, but what I'm saying is you can't win if you guess the same thing.
Oh, right.
That's the point. You could guess if it's absolutely right, obviously.
I can guess, but I won't. There's no winning, yes.
All right, read the next one for Scott.
Another millennial. OMG.
This stands for oh my god
or oh, oh my okay, goodness. Thank you. Okay. I know that. This restaurant was excellent, so yummy. I had the surf and turf with lobster and it was delicious. The sirloin steak was seared and cooked medium to perfection. One of the best steaks I've eaten in a long time. Reminded me of eating surf and turf in New York. I highly recommend. Note, I did get the red wine demi-glaze, as I normally don't like it. My husband also loved this filet. He left his plate clean, and it was very good. We're so happy we chose blank. I made sure to take the blank out there. It was our favorite dining experience. We plan to visit whenever we can. Loved it.
I think it's still Flying Fish. I'm going to have to listen to the last one.
We have been wanting to eat here for quite some time. We were thrilled to score a reservation on our last trip. We were seated with a beautiful window view and greeted immediately. We ordered wine and a Manhattan, which arrived quickly. There were so many delicious things on the menu, we had a hard time deciding what to get. We ended up deciding to split everything, and I think we received more food this way. We had the lobster bisque, shrimp and grits, shrimp and crab cake, and the paired seared George's Bank Day boat scallops. Everything was absolutely delicious. We have nothing bad to say about this location and would visit again in a heartbeat.
Now, let me just say for the record, if I had waited for the second clue, I would have changed my guess. I don't know if that would be right or wrong, but I would have changed it on the second clue.
See, the second one, I was still on Flying Fish, but on this one... feel like it still is, but just to change it, I'm gonna go with Art Smith's Homecoming.
Now before you say anything, Mike, I believe that it's Narcoosi. That second one gave it away for Narcoosi, the surf and turf.
Yep. It is Narcoosi's.
And then the third one, the window view. That was really the tell for me. But
see, Flying Fish, they've got window views looking out, don't they?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, they do,
but it's not as, you know, as,
right. It's not the same view.
Yeah, it's a much different view. A lot of seafood, though. Those are two of your favorite places. I mean, between Flying Fish and Narcoosi, those are two of your favorites.
Oh, I love Flying Fish. Have you been there, Scott?
No.
So good.
Do you like seafood?
Oh, seafood.
Yeah.
Especially when you live on the ocean, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
I think a big clue for Nakusis too was the lobster tail with sirloin, because I think that's a terrible option. It used to always be filet and lobster tail. Why would you want a lobster tail with one of the lousiest cuts?
With sirloin, yeah. Mm. That's a good point.
That's true.
And I remember when they changed that, people were irate. And then they brought back the filet, but then there was an upcharge. So the surf and turf would be like $65, and then if you wanted a filet, it was another $20.
You want to know why they did that? Probably because of the dining plan.
Yeah.
It was probably too expensive to keep a filet, surf and turf on the dining plan for their two credits. So they said, well, we got to do a sirloin and then just do the filet as an upcharge, and people will know they can't get it with the dining plan.
But the thing is they didn't have the filet as an upcharge for like a year or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was always you got the sirloin. So I love the surf and turf there because I don't eat lobster. So if I if it's on the menu, I'll get one. And it was so disappointing to have that sirloin because that's something that you cook up in the house when you want a cheap steak and a decent meal.
Sirloin never makes really you think of like Ponderosa.
Yeah, you don't go out and say, ooh, let me get the sirloin, the top sirloin. Mm.
It's not bad. I'm sure it's very good there, but yeah, it's not like a steakhouse cut of steak.
Yeah, when you go out, when you go out for a meal and you're going to spend a few bucks, you want a ribeye or a New York strip. What's your favorite cut of beef, Scott?
Well, you know I love prime rib.
Yeah, you do.
He's the prime rib guy. Yeah,
that's right. You guys talked about it.
So we did. We mentioned that not long ago. That's from Boat Rights. It's good there.
Very good there.
Yeah. I'm still on the fence if I should get that filth platter at Boat Rights.
Just make sure you stay hydrated.
Yes, that is true. I'm not going to go to the water park that day. So
yeah, don't do that. Or if you do, just drink lots of water.
Yeah. That was good though. Those are some good, not super common, but not totally out there ones.
It's hard when you do the parks because a lot of times they're so obvious. Especially the Magic Kingdom. It's like every clue I'd read, I'm like, this is so obvious.
And you got to really pour through to make sure they don't give it away a lot. Like saying, oh, I love eating here when I'm in the Magic Kingdom. It's like, all right, well, we can't use that one.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was good. Yeah, as soon as you read that second clue about the surf and turf, I knew it was Narcusi, and I was just hoping Scott didn't figure it out.
No.
Because he had his chance to take me down there. And then on that third one, I thought that was a layup with the lobster bisque, because that's like their signature.
Yeah, well.
And what was the clam?
So I didn't know.
Yeah, if you've never been, then you don't know.
That's true. And he probably doesn't just read menus like we do.
Like we do, yeah. Probably doesn't study them like you and I, like where we're set. Oh, look at this.
What was the clam thing they said? Like Prince Island or whatever? Like that St. George's Island?
George's Bank Day Boat Scallops.
Yeah, that's something I remember seeing on the menu, the St. George's Day Scallops. That was good. I shouldn't have gone for the five. That could have really cost me in the end. I'm glad it didn't.
But you wanted to put the game away.
I was trying to just put it away and
send the reserves out with 11 minutes to go. I mean,
I was ready to light up that victory cigar like Red Auerbach. But no, that wasn't. I left myself vulnerable. Luckily, I was able to escape with the win. That was good though. I enjoyed that. I like it more not having to read through all this stuff too, because I wasn't in the mindset, you know, like if I'm doing the reviews and trying to come up with my own for you.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. That's why I said, let's just have,
well, not even that it's a pain, but you get in the mindset of like analyzing them as you're trying to pick them out. Like, I feel like you do better guessing other people's if you're picking ones out for other people to guess. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even that part. Very good. Should we take our second break here?
Absolutely.
With me as the victor. Let the record show that I was victorious.
We'll do a rematch.
Vanquished my foe. All right. Well, that's fine. I'm ready for rematches. Next, what, another 18 months till you come on the podcast again?
No, he's gonna be here next week.
Yeah, that was the joke parts.
Oh, that's okay. I'm in my serious mode.
You're in your host.
I couldn't mess around surfing the internet or looking on Facebook. Yeah. Like, I actually had to contribute this week.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for you. And for the listeners, too.
Exactly.
All right, we'll take our second break. We'll be right back. All right, we are back from break. Episode number 432 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. Had a little, the part three of Guess That Restaurant. Oh, we lost Scott again. They're sore losers. That's what happens. These guys come on, they can't hang with the big boys, and they take their ball and go home.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Just, I'm out of here. Peace out. That's okay. It's to be expected. You know, you come at the king, you best come correct. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of talking right now.
It's easy when he's gone to talk trash, isn't it? It's beautiful. No one's better than me at talking trash behind someone's back. I might not even let him back in the studio.
If we're such weasels, aren't we?
The biggest.
What is it with the break, though? We lost him with the break, didn't we?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks like the music is a problem. Do you just not like the music, Scott? What's going on?
No, it's whenever you go to break, it like freezes the whole computer up.
That's weird. Your computer can't handle music? Is that the problem with the technology?
It's a brand new laptop. I'm surprised it made it through the first break earlier because it was pausing for a bit there. And
no, it
just stops and says your browser's crashed and restarted.
No, I talked a lot of trash while you were gone.
I would hope for nothing less.
Anyway, anything else you want to add here, either of you guys, to this this episode? No. What do we got coming up on our YouTube channel? I know this is in the future, so you probably don't have it.
So we have the walk along Vero Beach.
That was good. Yep.
And then what do you want? Do you want a dining review? You tell me.
I always like dining reviews. Yeah.
All right, absolutely. I'll do a dining review.
All right, so we'll have something coming up, and you can find that on YouTube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Scott, are you a subscriber to our YouTube channel?
I am.
All right, I don't know if I believe that. Do you believe that?
Software let me do it. He's a staunch supporter.
He goes back to when it first came out.
Very good. I believe you, Scott. Some people, I don't know if Mike Schaefer is, to be honest with you. He seems like the kind of guy who's not a subscriber.
He used to always comment, though.
Right, I think he unsubscribed. He actually went through the process to unsubscribe to the YouTube channel, which is that's an absolute psychopath move, isn't it? To unsubscribe because
no, I did that. I actually did that this week.
Who'd you unsubscribe to? Just spill the tea. Like a big account or somebody small?
A big account.
Oh, you could name it then.
No, I'm not gonna name it.
Is it a Disney one?
Yeah.
Is it someone who might have a weasel that you don't enjoy watching?
No, it has nothing to do with weasels.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were still watching their videos. Because, like, I'm subscribed to people, and my algorithm is so tuned in that if I ignore them long enough, I just don't even see their videos anymore. So I don't go through the bother of unsubscribing to people. You know, but anyway, subscribe and then ignore us if you want. I don't mind.
Yeah, we're just looking for numbers. You can ignore us all you want.
Yeah, exactly. YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. Scott, anything you have to plug?
Nah, I'm pretty boring.
That's okay. You're a great guest, and we enjoy having you on. It's always nice talking to you. You've been You've been a fan since basically day one. You've been around a long time.
Because when I was podcasting, we started right around the same time. So, yeah, definitely from episode one with you guys.
Yeah.
You know what's the funniest thing? I still remember when I had a pet sitting company and I was walking a dog. I remember the dogs I was walking, and it was cold as hell and it was miserable. And I was listening to Sean's podcast, and it was April Fool's when you filled in. And I'll never forget, because you were talking about the monorail going to the Swan and Dolphin.
Yep.
That was the first time I ever heard you.
That was a good one.
That, I mean, that's going back a long time ago. Who did you – do you even remember who you did? Did you do it with Matt?
Yeah, it was Matt and I.
That's funny. That had to be 2014 then, right?
It was when we had first started, because they started a little bit before us. So, I mean, they were like I want to say that was like episode 20 or something. I mean, it was really early on for them.
Yeah, they were like 10 episodes ahead of us.
Yep. And I totally remember, like, I'm like – because I was like – well, that does sound believable, because like you look at that, the Dolphin, like where that beer spot was, I'm like, that could be a monorail station. Now I'm like, nah, it doesn't make sense to run the monorail all the way up there.
That would be good if they expanded the monorail.
Yeah, but it costs like $1 million a quarter mile. It's ridiculous.
No, it's like $1 billion a mile.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I'll do the Skyliner then. That thing works pretty good. Expand that thing. Anyway, that being said, you know where we can plug the rest of our stuff besides just our YouTube. You can go to our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WDWBTG. Our website, WDWBTG.com. You can email the show, info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Anything else I need to talk about here, Pards?
That's a negative.
All right. Scott, we appreciate you joining us. You're going to come back and see us next week as well?
I'll be here.
All right. We'll talk to Scott again next week, and that's going to do it for episode number 432 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For our guest Scott and my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U.